Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You said when we were going over the show today, you said you think this is maybe the easier path for Kansas City. And I don't know, you didn't tell me the full reason. My guess is... Is it more than just the fact that they're not on the road throughout the playoffs, or what is it?
Sure. I guess a lot of this is like the additional pressure I think this team should feel, not just because of the three-peat, but because this is set up as essentially a layup for them unless something changes. There are only three good teams in the AFC. Three. You only have to face one. Like, between Buffalo and Baltimore, one of those two teams I still think will make the AFC title game. And right now, your potential matchups in the second round are the Chargers, a team that has beaten one playoff team, the Broncos, who have beaten two playoff teams, I guess another if they beat Kansas City on Sunday, although we all agree that won't count, against the rest of the order. Doesn't matter if Cincinnati makes. You know how many playoff teams Cincinnati's beaten? Like one, right? Everybody at the bottom end of this bracket, the Texans are playing horribly, and the Steelers are not a threat at all. You just knocked them out of the park on Christmas Day. This is the easiest playoff field I think they have had in their entire Super Bowl run because of the lack of depth in the AFC, the fact that they'll have the bye and will be at home and only one team gets the bye, a million reasons why. But this is very simply the easiest path to the Super Bowl they've had. So, like, it would be even more disappointing to not at least play in that game knowing that all you have to do is bring it once, one time, and you're going to get a month off. And by the way, I'll just be very clear. I know people, that's always going to be a talking point. And you and I have talked about rest versus rust too. If there is a team who can take a month off of football and be fine, it's this one. If this were any other team, I would tell them not to take 30 consecutive days off of their job from football and then try to go play football. If it were any other team on the planet, I would tell you this amount of rest would be ludicrous. For the Chiefs, absolutely not a concern of mine.
I think that goes back to they have shown us time and time again. They know the level they have to get to play-wise to go and succeed in the postseason and win in these games that matter as much as any game possible. They've been in those spots. The rest versus rust thing is always a popular conversation. I think at times people also will use examples of other teams, and I agree with you that the Chiefs, you can't compare them to some of these other teams. Or if you want to use college football, for example, and what's happened with teams with byes this time, I don't think you can use college football teams having bad first quarters and halves because they had a bye as the same as an NFL team. We're talking about 28, 32-year-old NFL vets versus 18, 19-year-old kid that gets 3 weeks of free time. You know, there's a difference between those. So I don't think you can use that example. But for some teams, the rest stuff is interesting. I think for this team, given the early bye week, given the key pieces that have been part of this, the same head coach that has been part of this and handled these situations, I'm not worried about a team that's played as many games as they have over the last 2-3 years of the rust aspect of it. Not at all.
No, for this team, I just don't even imagine. But, like, I mean, go back through the other playoff fields. And, you know, my argument's always been, I think the people who are like, I want to beat the real teams on my way. Idiots. Bad decision. You want the easy, you know what you want? You want somehow the Bills and the Ravens to both lose, or one of them to lose in the first round and then the other one get upset by a team.
Oh,
in the
I would love
round.
For a 7-seed team to upset the Bills. That would
Nothing
be incredible.
Nothing would make me happier than for those teams to go down, making it the easiest possible path on the way to the Super Bowl. What I'm saying is I went back 5 years. This is the easiest path they've been given because nobody I think they'll face in the second round other than Cincinnati is a legitimate, like a threat to beat you. I do think Cincinnati's a legitimate threat to beat you, but huge issue there, which is they then will have knocked out the Bills. So if you're telling me you have to either face the Bills in your building or face Cincinnati, guess what? Cincy by a mile. And so, like, the playoff feels just lining up so perfect.
The obvious thing, though, with the path that we looks like with the path that the Chiefs are going to have is they're going to play one less game than everybody else to get to the Super Bowl, and they get to play at home. I mean, these are obvious observations, but still, that's huge. Yeah. I know last year the whole story was Mahomes having to go on the road for the postseason for the first time, and we all know he aced that test, and he did just that, and he got to a Super Bowl. But still, if you had a choice, you'll choose playing two games to get to a Super Bowl versus three. You'll choose those two games to be at home versus going to Buffalo or Baltimore. That's why I would argue just the path is perceived to be easier this go around. It's just a numbers game more than anything else. And this year they played three games in 11 days. They had a week six bye. All these things, you know, this is all why I think this year is setting up better. Does it guarantee them a Super Bowl win? Of course not. But if you're saying like the mountain is too hard to get to climb.
Yeah.
That was last year. That was the take from everybody nationally last year. This year, are people going to make the same mistake when it does look like an easier path? That is already happening, I would argue.